Wait. Am I under arrest, sir?
No.
Thank you.
To prevent a breach of the peace.
Oh, I'm not going to kill him, mate. I'm not going to kill him. He's all right. Nah, I'm not going to shoot him.
Welcome back to the Lackluster Channel. In May of 2020, the New South Wales police received a 911 call from a man reporting more than a dozen teenagers causing problems at the train station, alleging that one had threatened him with violence. The dispatcher reportedly laughed at the caller, but still sent a unit to the area, as it was only a short walk from the police station. Three officers responded on foot and found Steve McIver walking towards the police station.
Mike! Hey!
What? See the kids that are on their way to
fucking Mouse Hill. Wait here,
mate.
Hello.
Let's go.
Hey, sir. Excuse me. I'm talking to you, mate.
Yeah, what's wrong?
What's the problem?
Mate, I've got a problem with the SAs that just threatened me while I was with my little son, 50 of them.
Yeah, okay, calm down, calm down.
Can you calm down?
Hey, wait here, mate. Wait here, mate.
I'm recording.
So am I,
mate. Don't stop me.
So am I.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying I'm going to go and report it to the sergeant. Please let me go and report it. I don't like police in the bad times. I rang up. We just got threatened by about 50 little kids, right? And then I ring up to report it. And then I get threatened as well down on the platform by 50 of them. And they don't want to come up one-on-one. And then I ring up and I've got it recorded that your sergeant is laughing at me.
Hey,
like, my wife
wait,
is
wait,
away.
Wait,
so,
wait.
Am I under arrest, sir?
No.
Steve is told that he is not under arrest. But as he continues on his way, Senior Constable Jay Malekas suddenly grabs him by his shirt, telling him that he is under arrest to prevent a breach of the peace. The constable's odd proclamation is followed by the officer tackling and beating Steve.
What? Am I under arrest, sir?
No.
Thank you.
To prevent a breach of the peace. My name's Jay Malekas.
Sir.
I'm Senior Constable of Castle Hill Police.
Yeah.
Sit down now. Sit down now. Put your gun on the ground.
Yeah, wait. Let me kick
him on the ground.
Sir. Hey. Sir.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that.
Guess what?
You don't get to do that.
You don't get to do that. Well, fuck off out of my face. I'll do whatever you want, sir.
Tell me.
Hold that for me, mate.
Oh, don't you fucking bite me. Don't you bite me. Don't you bite me.
I'm over it. Let me go.
Sam, you
scared
me. Fuck you. Put your hands on your back.
My hands are
there,
sir.
Hands on your back.
Lie on your chest. I'm trying. Sir. Sir. Oh. Can I please? Can you walk my face, sir? Sir, tell me to get me down. I can't breathe right now. Sir, thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, look. Can you just grab those earplugs? Grab everything there. I've got it. Can on my
you
phone?
Sorry,
ma'am. Man, we do whatever you want. I had all that on video. Yeah. See, can we go back, sir? Max, hold that phone. Do not let them have it.
Yeah,
it's got evidence
it
right there.
I gave it to him. More than
mate,
happy things.
Have a look
the
at
phone.
That Florida mate. See that? Sorry. That happened to somebody like that before.
Stand him up. Put him in the back of that truck.
There's some my police before. I need
let's
my son with me.
Let's go, mate.
Please, Max,
yeah,
come with me. I do not want him left. Sorry. Yeah. I'll do whatever you say. I had 50 10-year-olds and look what's happening. They're all around you now.
It's all right. Daddy's all right. Oh, I'm not going to kill him, mate. I'm not going to kill him. He's all right.
He hasn't
died. Nah, I'm not going to shoot him. I'm not going to shoot him, mate.
Yeah, right, mate. Spitting on the ground.
There's a car going there, too. There's a car going there,
look at me
too.
Being arrested for the f***ing shit. Because I'm there just trying to tell him that he wants me. Mate, I've got it on my video. And he wants to be
he's
big
right.
And tough. That's why I beat
come
him
on
the leg. I'll admit it now.
Yeah, you beat
him
on the leg.
That was just a bit
yeah,
of
yeah, because
right,
he said f***ing grab me down when I said I'll do whatever you want.
So
I'll
you've
do.
Arrested, you don't have to say do anything if you do not want to. Anything
it's alright, come on, Max, let's go.
Yeah, you got your thing on?
Yeah,
none
of
you
has
got them
on.
Yeah. Wait, Max,
on,
come.
Mate.
I need my son with me. Can we get my son? Can you just tell me before we go in? Ma'am, you got your video on?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's happening with my son?
We're all coming to the police station, mate.
Can he hop in here with me?
No, he's
no,
in the
no
back
way.
Well, he needs to be in the front and he needs to hold my hands up my phone at all times. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Can you wash my face, please, with water? Because my eyes are stinging. I need an ambulance there. My eyes are stinging like mad.
Stay in the truck, mate.
I'll sit here.
Get in the truck.
I need some for my eyes, man. There's
two minutes.
I need hospital. I need to get hospital.
Should have kept the bag with you.
It's all right, bro. I can't breathe.
He was chomping at my leg.
I can't even see, but it's
in my vest was there. He was just biting and biting and biting. I was trying to rip my bloody leg off.
I can't see. Hurry, please. Turn some air on or something.
Get you to the
air. Yeah, okay. We'll take him back and we'll clean him up, all right? All right. Is there mummy around? Should we call her? We'll do that, okay?
We'll do it as soon as we get there.
All right, let's go.
He's got his bag in the back.
Yeah. I am very painful. Sir! Please, I'm in pain. Sir, please. I'm not going to do anything. Can you just wash my eyes with water?
Sir,
please,
mate,
can we do something like this? My eyes are...
2 minutes,
it's,
mate.
Oh, we will. Mate, get out of my eyes.
Constable Keating now hands the child his toys, failing to realize that her hands are covered in the blood of the boy's father.
Yeah. Look at
that. Please. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. There you go. You alright, bud?
No.
Oh, I do. Please let me wash his pepper spray. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm gonna wash your dad's eyes out,
huh? Instead of assisting Steve in washing his eyes out, they leave him handcuffed in the back to deal with the pain, and they use all the water to clean themselves before resorting to using baby wipes. They then call for an ambulance, and Officer Keating walks the child to the police station.
That's her, she's Lily. She'll meet you at the station, okay?
You alright?
Are you alright?
Yeah. Put him on the arrest warrant and breach the peace.
Yep.
Tried to use a bit of force against me.
Yeah.
I forced him down. He's aggressive and grabbing.
Yep.
He's sprayed because of likely violent resistance and confrontation.
Okay.
Your video on.
After being assaulted and battered by the police, Steve was charged with assaulting and battering the police and resisting arrest. However, before he could fight the charges in court, the arrest was deemed unlawful, and all charges were not only dropped, but reversed, and instead, Constable Jay Melekez was charged with assault causing actual bodily harm. The jury determined that Constable Jay Melekez struck Steve McIver's head 9 times. It was claimed that the officer's only source of agitation was because Steve had complained about the police failing to respond to his phone calls, as well as his filming of the subsequent encounter. Constable Melekez claimed that he only punched Steve after he bit the officer's leg. This was followed by 3 deployments of OC spray directly into Steve's left eye. Constable Keating, a rookie at the time, testified that she would not have placed Steve under arrest, and the other rookie officer told Steve that he was not under arrest just seconds before the 3 officers assaulted him and took his son.
What? Am I under arrest, sir?
No.
The other rookie was not charged, though he can be seen punching Steve as well. The jury determined that Constable Melekez was not a credible witness, that the force used against Steve was excessive, that the arrest was unlawful, and determined that even if they had to have used OC spray, the 3rd spray was overkill. The jury said that Constable Melekez's answers when testifying sounded rehearsed, and thus he was convicted for the offense, but he appealed immediately. However, he lost his appeal 3 years after the incident and has since resigned from the department. Steve sought compensation for the unlawful arrest, assault, battery, and trauma inflicted upon his son, but a settlement has not been made public.
Oh, do you? It's a girl? Like me? or this car's going to turn around and come and hit us if we walk now.
Yeah,
all right, let's go.
That's what they were doing.
What's your name, bud? Matt. And how old are you, Matt?
Seven.
You're a big boy. You go to school?
Yeah.
What school?
St. Joseph's.
Do you live near here?
No.
No?
It's a near
the Tallawong.
Tallawong? Yeah.
Oh, so you caught the metro here, did you?
Yeah.
You going to the shops?
But we're gonna go home. And guess what?
What?
We were smart because we didn't go in the car when we had a few. My dad had a few beers and I had red fire engine.
Did you have a fire engine?
Yeah.
And Daddy had some beers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And guess what?
What?
I had, I think, one more than him.
You had more fire engines than him?
Yeah.
You know what? I love fire engines. I
Daddy,
love them.
Daddy, you get that clear one.
This bottle?
No, the clear, that.
The clear watch?
Yeah.
I found it at the shops one day.
And did you buy it?
I did, yeah. Because I thought it goes nicely with my uniform. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because it's pretty much blue as well.
Yeah. Because I thought, I don't want anything too bright. Because otherwise, you know, it won't look good.
My favourite colours are mostly bright.
Is that?
Yeah.
Very cool. Mostly white? Well, I like your outfit. I think you look very cool.
Thanks.
Blue and white stripes and your jeans. Yeah. Does Mum and Dad live together?
Yeah.
They do? Okay.
But my friend called Luke, his Mum and Dad doesn't, and also Luca.
Oh, their Mum and Dad don't live together?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's us. We can go. We got to look both ways, don't forget.
Yeah,
and some people, they don't listen to the lights. They just go.
Yeah,
and then this bike man. Yeah. I'll press the button, or do you want to press the button? You going to do it? Oh, good job, buddy. And then we'll step back away from the road.
And my dad said, when you're on that, you can't go past that.
The lines?
Yeah. Because a car could come flying.
That's true, a car could.
Also, I got stitches and my dad did.
What for?
My dad got stitches here because a tree fell over onto the dog's thing and then the dog just ran out of me.
Really? Oh, there's lots of bugs over there. We'll move away. We don't want to get bit by the bugs. How many stitches did you get?
What?
One stitch? Oh, did you? I got six stitches once. You want to see?
Yeah.
See where? Can you see under my chin?
Yeah.
That's where I got stitches.
On a, table.
You got four?
No, did you? Four on a table.
Oh, no. You know what happened to me?
What?
I went ice skating and I slid and the ice burnt my chin open and cracked it open.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. So I couldn't even feel it because the ice had made my chin all go numb. So I couldn't feel it at all.
No, 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 this.
What?
I have a girlfriend. Don't tell my dad.
Oh, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got dad's phone still. Look, this is Josh.
Max.
Come on, Max. Yeah, Josh.
Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. Are you shocked to see law enforcement behave identically in a foreign country? If you have a story you want to share, use the form below to send it directly to me. And if you liked this video, be sure to check out another one, linked on screen.